Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam. To the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout. Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Elysian Theater. Who's ready for Scam Goddess Live? Please welcome to the stage, Lacey Mosley.
For being here. Congregation, we finally at church. And if you're an OG listener, then you know I said I would do this if I ever did a live show. Please, if you know it, you know church start with devotion, right? If you know it, go ahead and help me out, okay? Scams, cons, robbery, and fraud. Scams, cons, robbery, and fraud.
Scam goddess.
That's what I'm motherfucking talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We have a great show for you tonight. An insane show for you tonight. Child, I hope I don't get canceled after this. I was born black, they try to cancel us every day. So, I brought some of the most prolific comedians I've ever met in my life who are so kind to do the show. They've all been on the podcast, they were all favorites, and I'm so excited to play with them and for y'all to see this show. We worked really, really hard on it. And so, without further ado, the first comedian that I'm bringing out was the very first guest on this podcast. And he was the one who coined the term congregation. Oh yeah, you know, okay. You know your scripture over there, okay. You better quote. Paul 3:16 F. Tompkins. Yes, Paul. My next guest, a New York queen. You've seen her on our podcast multiple times. She's absolutely fucking gorgeous. A Barbie, honey. Y'all go ahead and put some respect on Sydney Washington. Yes. Take a seat, queen. A queen. Next up, I
I bet you someone can guess from this. The deacon of the congregation, who has come on the show more times than anyone else and is always such a thrill. Y'all, welcome Jocky Sneal. This next guest did an episode with me that landed us in the New York Times for mess. Y'all, give it up for Oscar Montoya! Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And last, but very much not least, we had to get some like some Long Island energy in here, okay? You know what I'm saying? Y'all, please give it up for John Gabris. Oh my God, sitting in this chair, I feel like Wendy Williams.
Ooh, that's a good chair.
My problematic fave. Ooh. All right, y'all. So if you listen to this podcast, you know what we're about to get into. Wait, what is it? You know? Nobody? What's hot in fraud? Wow.
You are like Wendy Williams, attacking the audience immediately.
You need your Norman.
That's how you get them to trust you.
Yes. Y'all know I'm trying to start a cult. It would be fun. It wouldn't be weird. It would be a good cult. Y'all would like
you
it.
You would be the first cult leader that looks good. You would.
That's a really good point. Absolutely. It's about time.
It's about time for this
article. Our cult leader's
hottest. I differ on Keith Raniere. I find him to be pretty attractive.
L. Ron Hubbard would.
Be careful what you say. This is Los Angeles.
Right?
I saw three audience members be like, right.
Let the blogs happen. I'm ready.
I love the science god. I hail him. Scams!
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you could be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits and you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new, okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life.
life. Like, white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
So let's get started with our first segment here. What's hot in fraud? This is where we're gonna warn you all about popping scams in the zeitgeist and see what's in the streets. Yeah, so it's gonna pop up behind us.
You have the.
Here we go.
You have the clicker,
maybe.
Lacey.
What?
You have the clicker in your chair.
Oh, you're right. I'm supposed to do that. Okay.
That's
she is like Wendy Williams. Oh my God.
Do we have anything on our chairs that we have to know about?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, yeah. My job. What's hot in fraud?
Oh.
I'm holding so many things, guys.
That's why they didn't know what was next. You didn't click it.
We figured that out, Jakeem.
Lacey,
you late.
I can't believe they're making you work during Pride. This is crazy.
I know, it's very homophobic.
It's very.
It's very homophobic. It's giving oppression, okay? Here we are. All right, let's get started. So, what's hot and fraud? Our first scammer we're talking about is a smiley face bandit. So, one Florida woman conducted a bank heist in a smiley face t-shirt with her puppy in the driver's seat. She couldn't get no dog sitter. And so that fraudster drove through a drive-thru bank to cash a check that had been stolen from a woman's car in Miami-Dade County. That's so many words in a sentence.
Too much.
She stole checks from a woman's car in Miami-Dade, then drove to the bank and with her dog. So her and her
puppy. With a smiley face t-shirt.
Yes. I would be happy when I'm robbing a bank. That feels...
I would be.
Yeah.
You might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trouble.
The banks aren't insured.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everyone should be smiling.
Yeah.
You want to be present when you're robbing a bank. You're going to just rob it and then look back and go, what was I even thinking?
Yeah.
But also great PR for the smiley face.
Yeah.
True.
It's back. Have a nice day. Is that what
it's back?
The Forrest Gump thing?
Is that what is what?
I'm mad old. Let's keep moving on.
Oh my God. So her and her puppy's whereabouts, as well as their identities, are currently unknown.
Oh damn.
Yo, wait. Are they calling one stolen check a bank heist? Is that what we doing?
Times have changed.
Because if that's the case, I didn't bank heisted a lot of motherfuckers.
Oh.
Shit. I didn't even know I was a bank robber.
Wow, what a revelation to have on this podcast. I didn't even know I was a bank robber. Amen. Amen.
I know.
You're the newest cast member of Ocean's 11.
I know.
Damn.
So we have a little video here.
Oh.
Oh damn. Okay.
This is her at the Rob. This is her high school.
Yeah.
Aww.
Damn, not her dog, an accomplice.
The dog looking
the dog
hella
too.
Embarrassed too. Like, oh God, please don't. Oh, I don't know her like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how they committed the crime. You know how the whites feel about the dogs.
Oh. They love.
You can do anything if you got a little security.
They weren't paying attention. She could have been holding them up at gunpoint. They'd be like, "What's his name?"
It's true. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd say
also, she straight up
too.
Got right out of there. She was all out the window, like, "Get my face on camera."
They haven't found her, even though she was caught in 1K here.
John, this is Miami-Dade County, okay?
Hold on. What's that license plate? Oh, see, she ain't got no license plate. She's smart.
Oh, that was bright. Okay.
But that haircut, though, like, you can catch her. I don't see that many haircuts like that in Miami-Dade.
Yeah, you're right. In Miami-Dade, you might be right about that. Okay, so maybe we'll see her. Maybe we won't. All right.
Aww.
Yeah. He's got a face only a mother could love. All right.
Wait, I thought that was the same person. My bad.
Oh, my God.
I said, wow, they really switched
Sydney
it up.
Sydney was like, wig reveal.
Yeah. Get you a girl who could do both, you know?
This guy needs a service dog.
Look at the day this dude is having. I
know. So this is an armored trucking heist. They, police have arrested 28-year-old fugitive after being wanted.
28? Holy shit. Woo. Drink water.
Okay.
Drink water. Water.
Oh my
all my white friends, this is what hate does to you right here. That's what hate do to you.
Listen, he looked like what he been through, okay? Yeah.
Y'all have got to put down the meth. The meth.
You should see me when I'm not being arrested for an armored truck robbery.
Just let me shave for the mugshot so I look okay.
I look so much better than this. So he's 28, and he's been wanted for casino fraud in Puerto Rico and an armored truck heist in South Florida.
Why so Florida?
He busy. He booked.
What? He's pinned for a robbery next week. Did you know that? He's pinned for a robbery next week. So he's busy.
He's not avail.
He's not avail for it. Yeah.
So Ed Manuel Victoria committed armed robbery of a bank, courier, Parker. Oh. Parked outside. Oh, a bank courier parked outside of a bank and fled in a stolen Nissan Altima to gunfire.
Oh,
now,
shit.
I need to say something. Vans have gotten, like windowless vans, have gotten such a bad rap when the criminal car is the Nissan Altima. Yeah. Either you're a nurse or you're a criminal.
It comes with the gun.
Yep.
It does.
Yo, I want to see the Nissan commercial for it.
Nissan Altima.
The Nissan Altima Glock.
They should get in their bag and start advertising what they really give. And they're like, we can do real fast turns. Avoid the police.
The Nissan Altima is more bulletproof than a Batmobile. I've never seen anybody hit in a Nissan Altima.
And if it's gray, you can kidnap children. It's always a gray Nissan Altima. Always.
Can I say that I feel like defrauding casinos should be kind of legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
absolutely.
They should, if you're able to do it, the casino should be like, all right, you got us.
Yeah.
That's one for you.
Yeah.
Because the house always wins.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, okay, a little fun, a little tag, a little game of tag. Like, okay, I'm it. Like,
keeps things interesting. Yeah.
Beat us at our own game, you know? They
they don't like that shit. You start winning too much, that's when they bring the girls over to get you drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's when the house manager come over in his men's warehouse suit.
They'll change the dealers. They'll all of a sudden be like, oh, we got to sort the chips out right now in the middle of your heater. Mr. Gabris, you fucking gambling. Sorry.
I was like, wow, this sounds
personal. Sorry, I'm about to go back to the Cosmo right now. Who's coming with me?
So Emmanuel was also wanted for manipulating an electronic roulette wheel at the Tropical.
Man, this man is a hero, man.
Something light.
This man is a
That's
hero.
That's light work right there.
Right, he stole about $43,000. Yeah, it's a casino de Bemon. I mean,
wait,
come
how
on.
Much?
$43,000.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's light work for the casino. Yeah, just like, give it, let's be serious.
Just give it
like,
to him.
I'm going
to
give this guy credit because I thought the way he defrauded the casino, I never guessed it would be electronic.
No.
Right. No.
Yeah. Okay.
I assumed he, like, you know, brought weird Dyson or some shit.
Yeah.
Not this guy's hacking into the roulette wheel. I'm in. That shit is bad for your fucking hair plugs.
Now I'm dating myself.
I mean, he definitely got fried from some sort of weird.
Yes. Yeah. Electrocuted.
He got the blinking skeleton look. Yeah.
He forced the casino to do a Home Alone on him.
I know. Daniel Stern at the.
Yeah. We gotta set up elaborate traps for this guy.
I would have gotten away if it wasn't that for that plucky kid owner of the casino.
How would you describe the man that defrauded you? Fucked up in a weird weird hair, face, beard. Oh, at a casino? We'll never find him.
Never.
Clearly we have a theme right now because we're moving into the clumsy bank robber.
Oh,
yes.
Shit. Yeah, so pull that pickup.
I'm so mad there's no picture.
There's a video.
One Louisiana bank robber, his getaway was nearly foiled at a credit union. According to officials, a man dressed in black, wearing a mask and gloves, entering the credit card union with a handgun, demanded coins. Love that. He then took off an undisclosed amount of money back through the doors, and when he reached the parking lot,
Oh no. Oh no.
He had a trick not once, not twice, three times.
The local sheriff's office shared the surveillance video, which is not only making the rounds, but making people
laugh. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's the man who's escaping after allegedly running away. He did manage to get...
Waiting
getaway
from the back to dropping his mask and some of the cash in those bushes.
Bro.
Oh, man. He's a lucky man. All you guys just fall once. That's the way it is in the movies.
Another viewer said, Robin Banks.
I can't stop watching it. Jesus. Oh, my God. It's still going.
Oh, my God.
My boy's knees was on fire running back. Like, God damn.
Let me tell you, those Steve Madden sneakers are not sturdy at all. I've had a bad tumble on.
Also, I mean, listen, he said, we that's what you get for down.
But we
get up. We fall down again, but we get up. We fall down enough times, but we get up. Listen.
Yo, that's that credit union security. They just put a bunch of shit to make potholes in the fucking parking lot.
Brilliant.
Chase be having they shit smooth. You can run right away with the Chase.
You know, have you ever tried to run in a mask? It is like mad hard. It like blocks your vision, gets you out of breath. My man, you saw him trying to get it off. He's like, this fucking thing.
He walked straight to the shrubbery.
I know.
What the hell was he doing?
It had to be his first day. The first day on a job, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I know someone else who famously fell three times.
Ooh.
Oh, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ.
Paul, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
And boy, did he get back up.
No, you didn't.
You know what? I'm looking forward to his next robbery, which will be a resounding success. Trust me.
Yes.
Also, the bootleg-ass news organization making you watch videos on an iPhone.
Know.
How fucked up is this? Pretty fucked up. All right, let's air it.
They got to compete with TikTok. They're like, we got to start doing boomerangs or something, okay? They're like, play it again. And play it again. And play it again. Okay. Yes. Like and subscribe to the news.
Wild.
It was giving World Star for sure.
Uh-huh. It was. Also, not this news anchor cackling.
Yeah. No, giving the news. He was like, "Fuck it, this is funny." I also love that they only showed all black people. This man falling.
We're gonna have the best commentary. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, true.
They knew the commentary was gonna be good.
Okay.
If you're in Shreveport trying to get people roasted, I think you know who to go talk.
You know who to go to. You know who to go
true.
To.
Not gonna go to the bank manager.
I will also say, like, in like Louisiana or like Florida or sometimes even parts of Brooklyn, the news can get very casual. When I lived in Florida, there was a news anchor report where ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, had passed away. And they were like, oh, unfortunately today, ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, has passed away and he didn't leave much for his little bastards. And I was like, no. Look, my mama's shaking her head. It happened. And we were like, what the hell? And then they're like, ha, ha, ha.
I respect right. it.
That sounds like his charity organization.
Yeah.
I've been working with the little bastards on Staten Island.
That felt like an LLC name for sure.
Little Bastards
Inc. For sure.
We all volunteer little bastards. Oh no. All right. So because we've talked about this clumsy bank robber, I just want to remind you guys that like if you're gonna rob a bank, like you should probably
oh no.
My man was stretching. There you go, brother.
Yes!
There you go, brother.
You got a professional.
A professional.
My man.
He didn't
money comes to play.
It's about time.
Wow.
And preparation.
Yes.
My man stretching before he steal donuts.
Yes. You know he had a baked potato before, potassium.
Is he holding an IKEA bag?
For the money. You know Dunkin' Donuts got an IKEA bag worth of money. Oh, okay. He's limber. Look how fast he got up there.
Yo, wait a minute. He did all that stretching and he couldn't jump over that little ass.
I know. It was a little rough. He did not stick that landing.
Yeah.
Look, he put the bag on the floor and was like, you know what the deuce is. You know the vibes.
No injuries were reported.
Police are still searching. That's right. This guy knows what he's doing.
Limber, he's not running up. The bushes.
Why is that a brisk jog? Like, he's done this. He does this.
We just watched a few really dumbass criminals, and all of them got away.
Yeah. I love it.
So that proves who's dumber than these dumbass criminals.
I love
it. The 2.5s, or 5.0, whatever you want to call them.
So, our last group of scammers in What's Hot in Fraud, we've got family scammers.
Aww.
We are family. Somebody said yes. You rob with your family? I know that's right.
This is the way it should be.
Amen.
It's Dominic
Toretto.
Family that
robs together.
Family.
Together.
Right?
They're going to be in the same cell block for sure.
Right. Okay. I want to be in D block with my mama. I know that's right. Very Orange is the New Black. Very, yes.
Sometimes it is hard, though, when you and your spouse have the same job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gets competitive.
Yeah.
Always bring a work home.
Exactly.
So four family members have been arrested after participating in a group COVID loan fraud scheme.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Those PPPs, I wish I had gotten involved. They only getting back the poor people. Like, Khloe Kardashian got hers cleared up. What does she need that for? Like, let's be so serious and for real. So we have Steve Roberts and Steve, babes. Oh, my God.
Got a couple extra E's in there.
A lot of E's.
Too many E's.
He stole someone's E.
At birth, he stole somebody's E.
Somewhere out there, there's a stuv.
He didn't have a chance. 39 of Coral Springs and Johnny Jean. Damn, they set y'all up for failure. Johnny Jean. Johnny Jean.
Okay, Cougar.
Of Coral Springs. And then we have Amanda. 42,
30.
Philippi. I know, she's cute. That mugshot is giving a little bit.
Yeah.
The hair is giving. What
very moisturized.
I was just saying, she moisturized.
She definitely did a twist out before.
Is it shea moisture?
Yeah.
His beard is all trimmed up.
They prepared for this. They were like, okay, if we're going to get caught, we're going to look good. We're going to get a hair contract out of this.
I mean, look, jail pay.
That's all
changed from a mugshot.
That's right.
Yeah. Tyra Banks always told me if you go to the DMV, you should look sexy for your photo.
That's right, because you never know. Exactly. Yeah. When she was at the airport, she booked a job from her passport photo. I know that from Cycle 6 of America's Next Top Model.
What? Yes.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Blessings.
So, and also 21 Stephanie Paul and Amanda Pierre Philippi, they got some names on them. Mm-hmm. And they also, y'all a family, but everybody got a different last name. Nobody.
They definitely have different dads, for sure.
Everybody got a different dad. And then Stephanie Paul, 26 of Miami, each face charges, maybe they're cousins. Cousins robbing together.
There is way too many first names as last names in this family.
Those are not their real names.
It's 100% that. What's
it's
going on?
It's giving Schnellica Betancourt. If you know, you know. So they all each face charges of conspiracy to money laundering charges. Steve fraudulently applied for a PPP, payroll protection loan, and an EDIL, economic injury disaster loan, creating a shell company in order to qualify, which, why not? You know, it's the time. He was paid more than $500,000 in federal relief funds. Wow. And he used that money for a house in Coral Springs and luxury goods.
Just a house?
Oh, wait. And he also posted bond for his homie in jail.
That's a real homie right there.
That's
a real homie right there.
We got to clap for that.
A great friend.
That's a real homie.
Free the homies. Y'all out there wearing t-shirts talking about free the homies, but you're not doing fraud to free the homies.
What if when he didn't pay his loan back, they put the homie back in jail?
Oh, no.
You got to go back, brother.
They repo the homie?
They repo the homie, bro.
We got to bring him back.
We're here for your luxury goods and your friend who has two first names.
Poor Steve.
It's so fucked up that you gotta do a PPP scam to buy a fucking house in 2023.
Yeah, that's why millennials don't own homes. I'm gonna have to do a little PPP, okay? And I'm going straight to Century 21.
We need you. We need you here, out, not in jail.
I always think of when you steal that amount of money, that you have to kind of keep it on the deal for a little bit. This guy immediately buys a house.
Yeah, no, you gotta let him. You gotta let these hoes know, okay? I got property.
You
I got
them,
a
Sydney.
State. Front of the house, back of the house.
Yo, I agree with Paul, though. This man don't have the face of a homeowner. Like, I would immediately be suspicious.
Hey. You don't judge a book by its cover.
I guess he was like, look, I work hard. I'm going to enjoy this.
He's not giving escrow. It's just not giving escrow.
Exactly.
To me.
Hey, I've seen some billionaires now. They look like Target managers. They just in the same regular monochrome outfit.
Billionaires.
Disheveled. Oh, uh-oh. Look at me. Just tying it
look
in.
Look at you.
Yeah,
you know.
I try.
Speaking of billionaires, y'all.
Robbery!
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
For years, I just dreaded going to the dentist. But at Advanced Dentistry, I don't have to. First and foremost, they want you to feel comfortable when you walk in. Like, you'll feel it. Whereas in the past, I might have gone into the dentist and thinking, I might feel some pain at some point. But with IV sedation, it can be something that you don't dread.
If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, you're not alone. Visit NoFearDentist.com to learn how IV sedation can change your life.
We're moving on to historic hoodwinks.
Ooh. Girl, we tired. We are tired.
Historic.
This guy.
The bodies ain't even cold yet.
Oh, the bodies are very
cold. They
cold,
brother. They cold.
Unfortunately,
as a matter
there
of fact,
are no bodies.
I was gonna say, they may not
you
be bodies
going
no more.
To hell. Hell.
This now see.
This is historic. It's from 15 hours ago.
What's the time frame for historic, okay? That's just like asking, when do you dig up somebody and it's archaeology and not grave robbing? What's the time frame? What's the time frame that I'm like, I'm brushing you with a little brush and you in Egypt, or I'm stealing a, you know, a wristwatch off your granny? Like, what's the time frame? That's all I'm saying.
American history textbooks are like, we need to bring these books back. We got to add one more historical event right here.
I'm just mad that this story did better than The Little Mermaid and Avatar combined.
We're gonna get to these things.
I'm just saying.
You know who's really pumped about this story? The guy who fucked his dog.
What?
Wait a minute.
One knows about it because a sub sunk, okay?
What side of TikTok are you on, sir?
My algorithm is fucked, Sydney.
He was fucking
What is the story?
You guys haven't heard about this?
No.
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 A Penn State professor, they be doing weird shit at that school, got caught on several different trail cams fucking his dog in the woods and jerking off while the dog ate his ass out and shit.
Doggy style!
When the cops came to arrest him, he dropped to his knees and said, kill me. He said, just fucking kill me.
Lacey, you got a new co-host right here.
How did we get here?
No, it's not that much of a scam, to be fair.
You're saying it got buried because of this.
Very easy to scam. And then the story just, this happens and he's like, no one's talking about the dog fucker.
Was the dog adopted?
Wow. Yeah. Dog.
Adopt, don't shop. Thank you for the important. Adopt,
don't shop. Because then there's a difference, you know what I mean? I'm just...
Suddenly the dog of the smiley lady ain't looking so bad.
Adopted dogs are more thankful for the fucking, you know? This guy must have had tenure, right? There's no way otherwise you would even take that risk.
Now, what was he teaching in school, though?
Why are we still talking about this?
Yeah.
This is it.
I was about to say, how many people have turned the live stream off? Like, not tonight.
I see people squirming.
Not tonight. It is Bible school night.
I'm gonna show you guys. I'm gonna show you guys video on my phone. Like, I'm a Shreveport reporter.
God. All right. So historic hoodwinks. You said that with so much joy.
We're talking Ocean Gate, and I do want to say, like, obviously, this is very fresh. Like the implosion, not explosion. Oh Lord. It happened. Don't do that. I didn't mean to do that. But like, obviously that happened today. We're not punching down on the victims. You know, we don't victim blame here. We're not doing that. But there is.
No, we're going to blame
Ocean
Gate.
What was that, Jaquise?
Oh, sorry.
Take Jaquise's mic. Security.
Hit the switch.
Somebody mute me.
So we're not punching down on the unfortunate people who decided to do this thing. But there is someone in question that after thorough research, I have realized is a scammer. And that is...
Ooh. That man looked like a scammer.
That meme, you raggedy bitch.
This raggedy bitch, right? This guy has never been called a raggedy bitch in his life. And he fucking deserves it more than anyone.
He would be
Thank you, Lacey.
Yes. I, the raggedy bitch?
That's the ghost of his ass here, being like, oh, well, I never.
Hey. Well, I declare. Yeah.
So, Stockton, why am I forgetting his last name? I added this in today. Rush. Thank you, Stockton Rush. So, Stockton Rush, he actually is named after two people who signed the Declaration of Independence. So, his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpappies were also doing scams, because we all know...
The Declaration of Independence was a bunch of rich
white men who owned slaves.
Yeah.
And they went in a room and they said, let's make laws.
Stockton Rush, destined to be a fucking billionaire asshole. That name.
And a villain. That's giving villain. It's serving
giving villain.
It is. So he is born from a very affluent family. He originally was really interested in like air travel. Like he like has built an airplane that he would fly. I would never fly nothing I built. I just don't think. I know my strengths. And my weaknesses. And so he really wanted to go to Mars. And when
What is it with these fucking guys?
They gotta lay off the ashwagandha because I don't understand.
We gotta let them go. Let them try. Make them say, if you wanna go to Mars, you gotta go now.
Yeah.
Right fucking now. Stand outside Elon's house with a fucking potato in a sock and say, it's time to go to Mars now, bitch.
Potato in a sock.
I wish he would.
Leaves no bruises.
It's code red. It's code red.
What in the... So, when Mars didn't work out because people were saying...
When Mars didn't work out, now let's go fuck up the ocean with my dumb shit. Okay.
Man, I did not have a plan B. I thought Mars was going to be it. I guess I'll just go in the opposite direction.
That's basically what he said. He was like, what else is not explored? And it's like the depths of, you know, this part of the ocean.
How about solving homelessness?
I already have a home.
I'm not homeless.
It's like I solved my homelessness by having a home that I inherited from my rich family that ruined the country when they started it. So he pivoted to like underwater, right?
I wouldn't call it a pivot. I would say it was a breakdown.
He thought Mars, he didn't see like the Mars being lucrative is what he quoted. I've gone down a rabbit hole about this. So many articles. So he pivots to the ocean, right? He builds the submarine. He's like cutting every corner known to man. It's controlled with a PlayStation controller.
Girl, not even.
Which he thought was cute.
Not even. Thank you.
That man went to Michael.
That shit was a Mad Catz controller.
I wouldn't even use that on a PlayStation.
That part. It's $15 at fucking Walmart.
We have gamers here. We have gamers here. You're right.
I'm pissed about that.
We're gonna...
Couldn't even get a real PlayStation.
We're gonna watch a little video of old man Stockton.
Wait, but I thought we weren't dragging the victims.
We're not dragging the victims.
Okay,
we're distracting.
He's not the victim.
You'll see. He's not. We're going to get there. Through the research that I did, which, like, honestly, a lot of it happened over the past few days, but then today I really got to something that I can't wait for you guys to hear. Ooh. That nobody is really talking about.
Okay.
This motherfucker told on himself the entire time.
Did he fuck a dog?
Like a good scammer. Oh, my God!
I just fucked a dog. I gotta go to the bottom of the ocean now. I need to pivot. I need to pivot. I need to pivot.
I ruined another party by bringing up dog fucking. All my life.
Long as the dog wasn't adopted.
And could result in physical injury, disability, emotional trauma, or death. Where do I sign? Oh, take your shoes off. That's customary. Okay.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? It's a boat.
So this is not your grandfather's submersible. We only have one button. That's it. It should be like an elevator. You know, it should be
like an elevator.
The Titan is the only 5-person sub in the world that can reach Titanic depths, 2.4 miles below the sea.
No, it can't.
That's the toilet.
Couldn't help noticing how many pieces of this sub seemed improvised. He's off the shelf, honest. I got these from Camper World. We run the whole thing
Camper World
with this game controller.
Boo!
Look at that shit! Are you going to the bottom of the ocean with that?
No.
That doesn't even give me like old school Nintendo when you would like shoot the place and then sometimes the shit would break and you like pull out the little game and you blow on it and like.
No.
You put it back in. I feel like that's better technology.
You know what it is? It's just straight white rich man confidence.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All those bootcut jeans in that sub. You should know. The Wrangler Lees that were in that damn sub.
The Brett Favre specials, baby. The Brett Favre specials.
And a New Balance to really add a little dazzle. Yes.
Well, there's a stack of New Balances outside the sub.
Yeah, shoes
right,
off.
No shoes.
Shoes off. Will sink the fucking thing. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
What, dude?
Can you imagine dying at the bottom of the ocean with your feet out? Just your feet all out. Socks,
toes
wet.
Doing this.
Toes. No.
I can't go like that.
I'm not on that side of the room.
I'm just talking about Stockton, okay?
Why is somebody who's a billionaire cutting corners?
That's wild.
On a submarine?
It's wild.
You have nothing else to do. You have all the money in the world. Go ahead, make a nice one. You know what I mean?
But that's how they keep their money, by cutting corners.
Well, now, look, I understand.
Yeah.
Cut corners! Cut corners!
All the billionaires in the audience are like,
look, we got some aspiring billionaires in the audience.
Listen, it's the broke people that are like, let's pimp this shit out, get Balenciaga involved. I want like the rims shining. Like they do too much.
I'm just saying, if you're saving money on jeans, you might as well splurge on your submarine components.
You know they pull up the TJ Maxx and be like, let me get all of them. Everything on a rack, just let me get them.
They show up and people at TJ Maxx being like, we know why you're here.
The usual, sir.
Yeah.
The usual.
And if you can't find it here, you can go to the Marshalls next door.
Yeah. Or the Ross down the street.
Or the Ross
bad
down
neighborhood.
The street.
In a bad neighborhood. Sorry if you live near Ross.
Yeah, no, seriously. It emanates a smell, dog.
Yeah, it's always...
My mom, she comes to visit me. We barely talk about anything. I sit in Ross parking lots because we don't have Rosses in New York. And she's like, Jonathan, she came once and returned a shirt.
Wow.
She flew out here with a shirt she bought in Florida that was like $7. And I drove her to Ross and she returned it.
I bet your mom is rich.
Yeah.
She got like a rich woman. She got her money, okay?
She got her lick bag, okay?
She bought a flight to Los Angeles to return her shirt. She bought it in another state.
She was in first class, baby. Legs up. Like, I can't wait to return
and
this
shirt. And she bought a ticket.
I can't wait.
She bought a ticket for that shirt, too.
Yes.
My mom did fly first class this time, and she opened her luggage at my apartment. She wouldn't buy a fucking hotel room.
She opened the luggage in my apartment and she had two blankets from first class in there. One was hers,
yes.
And whose was the other? I have no idea.
I'm surprised she didn't have a whole bunch of snacks and Biscoffs in that bitch. Get your money's worth.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's get into cutting more corners. So Stockton had, okay. I wrote this clearly. It is all facts, though. You can Google it. So Lockridge was one of the employees originally who was working on the submarine at Ocean Gate. He was like, it's not going to be able to go that far, babes, because then it's going to blow up. And Stockton was like, you get out of here. You get out of my fucking house. And so
we can stretch it. Let's stretch.
He fired him because Lockridge also was like, you should get this tested by a government or like organization to make sure that it's legit, right? And Stockton was like, I'm not paying that too much money.
What?
Okay. Stockton was definitely going to Ross and telling
him, what are you doing with your shoes on, Lockridge?
With his shoes on. And so he fires this man, and then he sues him.
For what? Wow. On what grounds?
Stockton's bitch
sunglasses.
Has even sued him after firing him for trying to make sense. So the grounds of suing him
does
were
that hold in court? You making too much sense. I'm gonna sue your ass. You putting two and two together. I'll see you in court.
Your Honor.
We should all try that. That's a new form of gaslighting.
Yeah.
Your Honor, he's harshing my mellow.
No, but so he sues him for basically saying there was breach of contract and he was like releasing private company information. Mm-hmm. But the company information was, don't get on the submarine, bitch.
Yeah.
It's just a Doughboy biscuit can that they're gonna lock you into and drop your ass in the Atlantic. Don't do that. And they were like, we gotta sue him. He over here giving up company secrets.
Only Stockton Rush can get me to be on that obviously racist guy's side, you know?
The glasses just said,
"Those are the gas station 3000s."
The January 6th resurrection glasses. Oh my god!
That's gonna make sunglasses great again, glasses.
I'll wear sunglasses so they don't see the hatred behind my eyes.
He's saying a hard ER on everything. On everything.
And just to
everyone. A little ER on it.
To everyone.
You know he has three hot dog buns on the back of his neck right now.
But somehow we have to be on his side. He told him. He
That's
told
how
him.
Bad Stockton is that I'm like, you know, Lockridge has got some good points.
Also, it freaks me out because I'm like, I would never get in a vessel where you have to be bolted in. There's no door. There's no door on the submarine. So when
an elevator has more buttons. He's like, it's got to be like an elevator. An elevator has buttons that say emergency. I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
But they also got buttons that say up.
Right.
Let's get the fuck up.
Brilliant. Listen, I'm not getting in anything that I can't have a real seat on. I need to sit my ass down somewhere.
I'm
and
not
that
gonna
was
sit
not.
Crisscross applesauce. Right?
No! For $250,000.
Right. Yeah. They were five grown ass men sitting in that tiny little thing.
By the time I saw the Titanic, I'd be like, give me the fuck back up.
Right?
I got to stretch like the dude who robbed the donut shop. I didn't do my stretches before I got in this boat.
Oh, yeah, like the robber. You got to
like
do your
robber,
stretches.
You
but Stockton
stretches.
Also would tell them, like, he would emphasize, make sure, like, you don't wear any perfume or things like that. He was like, smells can get really intense.
Everyone would hate me because I'd be shitting in that little carrier thing.
Oh, Lord.
I get nervous. I have claustrophobia. I'm like, filling it up.
Immediately.
No.
As soon as the door closes, you're like, oh.
I held it in the whole drive. I thought I'd go after the pressure. Why did I have a latte?
Can you imagine after hour like 12, they was like, all right, who gonna take the first shit?
Hour 12, 30 minutes, babe.
No.
30 minutes.
For their sake, I hope he gave them like a bottom nutrition plan.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Not everybody knows.
He wouldn't know that.
This is
Come
clearly
on.
Not a pride audience.
He would
Y'all not
gay? Know that.
The gays are not here.
Be gay, do crime.
They don't don't know.
Be gay to crime.
They
okay?
said bottom diet. What? For the ocean? One gay in the back like, okay. Yeah. Okay, smart.
You know, one of these five men were like, I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
I ain't shitting today.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to say bottom at, on the boat. It's bad luck.
Oh, that's what did it. That's what did it. Somebody said bottom and the boat went whoop. Yeah. Whoop. Like a nervous person's asshole. Whoop.
This ain't.
No!
This ain't right. This ain't right.
This ain't right.
It ain't right.
My soul is
unsettled right now.
Live stream audience, I'm so sorry I have not acknowledged you until this point in the show. I forgot you were here, but I love you so much, and we're gonna move on from this, okay? I promise. I promise. So the other thing I want to say here is that Lockridge also said that there's like a system that, you know, like warns you about danger and stuff, but it only displays when the component is about to fail, often milliseconds before failure occurs. Meaning that they had a warning system. And it was like, you know how when you ride in a car with a black person and they ride in passenger and you miss your turn and they be like, where we going?
you be five lanes over there. It's like, that's your exit right there.
As you passing it. Where we going? You got some new routes? Where we going? Why wouldn't you tell me I was about to miss it? This is the same kind of emergency.
Shit,
system.
I thought
like,
you was paying attention, Lacey. You driving.
I don't want to be no submarine where it's like, shit, I thought you was paying attention. Y'all know this bitch about to implode, right?
So the warning system is warning, you are about to die. And yes. There's nothing you can do about it.
Which I hate because I love when I'm on a plane and like the stewards, they don't let you know that like we about to drop. They just, everybody looks calm.
How many planes you been on that's about to drop? I ain't never been on a plane that's about to drop.
Steward,
I hope.
Yo, Emmy nominated steward, they be acting their ass off. No, everything. They be playing Tetris. They like, we gonna die. It's fine. Like, they chill. They're
luggage
never
just flying
out.
Everywhere, and they're just like,
yeah. We good.
My wife is very familiar with the millisecond warning.
That's not even a warning, Jai. You just moan.
Yeah.
It's 20 years in. We can fuck around a little.
Yeah, that's not a warning. That's called pregnancy.
Right.
Bro, with these balls?
Yo,
I haven't smoked weed in a Speedo in a hot tub since I was 16.
That's birth control.
I've had labs tell me to give it up.
So,
motility be low.
We're down bad, right? We're down real supremely bad. So, just a fun fact.
What the hell?
That's a transition, bitch. This. What?
Oh, shit.
The wife
For
of
real?
Stockton
no
Rush
way.
Is the CEO, he's the CEO of OceanGate. The wifey is descended from elderly couple who died on the Titanic.
What? Damn.
Yeah, they like co-started Macy's, and they're the ones who was hugging in the bed because like, they saw the lifeboats and they were first class, so they could have tried to like, first class, we on the boat. But, you know. Women and children, you know, like, but instead they decided to do like the cutest thing and just cuddle, you know.
We're
I guess
one,
I shouldn't call that cute.
We're one sad. Millisecond but, away, hon.
No. It's been 111 years, y'all. But so people are like, damn, he's like down there having like a family reunion.
Ooh. No. Come on, Lacey.
You said you were going to punch
I'm people.
Low.
Are she yeah, talking yeah, about
people.
Hell?
People are saying
people are saying.
And yeah. I quote.
It wasn't Lacey who said it. Lacey, it's just people.
Lacey, a.k.a. people.
Yeah, it's just people. People were saying that. I wasn't saying that. That ain't right. That ain't right, okay? 111 years, I'm still memorializing. Okay, my heart will go on. Okay? So, this is a little fun fact. Here we go.
Is it
so
fun?
Before I play this video.
No. This will be the fun part.
Before I play this video, I will tell you the scam that I discovered about all of this while reading a Fast Company article that Stockton did. Okay, so he was playing in our faces, right? He was like, "I got a
remote." Our faces. We not billionaires. We good,
right? But he was like, "I got remote controls. I have like a vessel that is not approved for use by the materials," and he's still like, "Still I rise." You know what I mean?
No, he didn't.
Oh! Tell me when I can go. When can I go, Lacey? Release me. Release me.
I didn't say that. People said that. I didn't say that.
I don't think five people that have recently died have been roasted as much as we are tonight.
Not one bit.
We're not talking about them. We talk about him.
Okay.
So what I found out was, in this article, he's like bragging about OceanGate and how he's getting to the depths of the ocean and all this shit, right? And he says, you know, so tourism, like billionaire type tourism, is actually like in the 200, like it's a really expensive industry. Like millions and millions of dollars are going into this. People are like paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to climb Everest. Like they're all looking for a thrill that they can talk to at a dinner party. They're all looking for something so that they can differentiate their asses from like us. They're like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like you, okay? I go on the Mount Everest, which is weird because there's a stop on Mount Everest, if you know anything about it, called Green Boots, that tells you kind of how high up you are. Why would you be climbing something where a dead person's boots, because they couldn't bring them to the bottom of the mountain, is the marker? You said, oh, these people died. All right, we're going on the right track. What? Insane. But so he says that this is kind of like the hallmark of this business, right? That's what we all think. But then in the article, he says that all of this, like going to the ocean with these, you know, billionaires who are paying $250K each. They had done smaller journeys before that were around 100,000, but this one, he said, we're gonna start making money.
But where did they go for 100?
100, they went to like a shipwreck. Yeah. Like the Amelia. It was
there's a crab. All right, let's head up.
Yeah. They saw Sebastian and they did. Like, they weren't.
They saw that door and was like, it's time to go.
Yes.
All my Titanic fans.
Wow. They didn't get to the door. They couldn't afford that. They went, you know, just a shallow dive. But so he was saying that it's a startup and that the company was really going to start making money with these 7 excursions that had already sold out for the year for the Titanic, right? And this was the third one where the implosion happened. So he says to this interviewer, and he's like bragging, he's like, you know, I'm not just doing this for the tourism aspect. He was like, I believe that there's like a wealth of like treasure on the ocean floor that big oil and other large tech companies have been afraid to explore in manned vehicles because it's obviously dangerous, right? So he was like, I can prove to big oil, this is a quote, I can prove to them that this is safe by taking these billionaires down there using their money that they paid because they were bored to fund the excursions while he's like getting research on the ocean floor and like building up this portfolio to sell this company to a billionaire who would exploit it for the planet. And then he says, I think about it like harm reduction. Like, you know, when people he says this exactly. I think about it like a needle exchange. They're still gonna do it, so it might as well be me. Look it up, Fast Company. Look it up. This man is a fucking scammer.
It's incredible to think that the oil companies, who all they do is rape and destroy things, are like, I'm scared of the ocean. You
too
go.
Pure for them, but,
listen, I mean, they've had some rough goes. Remember them ducks?
Oh, yeah,
luckily we had Dawn, but
they keep doing it. They keep doing it. They're like, yeah, that was bad, but what are you gonna do? We gotta keep doing it. But I mean, they've explored going to the bottom of the ocean and just taking that shit, whatever's down under there, and then they've decided it's probably not feasible to do it. And we're not going to do it. And then this fucking guy is like, I'm going to build a thing out of some old buckets.
The way that he was talking, I was like, oh, his weed got embalming fluid in it. Like, it just... Yeah. It don't make no sense. Like, what? Like,
that brings us to the end of the show. Wow. Yes, give it up. Give it up for all these lovely comedians.
Wow.
If you have anything that you want to plug, socials, things coming out, go ahead.
I have a podcast called High and Mighty and Action yes. Boys. Check them out.
Yes, they're very good.
And where can people find you on social media?
At Gabrus okay. on everything.
Okay, great. You can follow me at Ozzymo on Instagram and Twitter, OZZYMO. And listen for the Try Gays, where me and Manu Agapian, two very gay people, try to understand heterosexual culture. Yes. What's that about?
Love it. Yes. Come back to this theater yes. for Comedian Feud every month.
Very fun.
It's always a good-ass time. And you can follow at Jacquees Neal on everything.
Cindy, come back to the Elysian. I have a solo show called How to Start a Fire.
It's very fun.
Spoiler alert, I burned my house down and got away with it.
yes, give it up for arson. yes.
Black women prevailing. Love that. Yes. And follow me on Instagram, even though I deactivated my account. Just Sid BW.
Yes, very fun. Yeah. Paul.
Hi. I'll be in Portland Ooh. August 26th doing Riotopia at the Aladdin Theater. And then in October, our first show at the Bell House sold out already. So Woo. New York is getting prepared. PaulFTompkins.com/live for all tickets. Follow me at PF Tompkins on things. I don't yes. know, man.
All right. Thank you all so much for coming out to the show. Give it up for yourselves. All right, congregation. What am I about to say? This is a test. If y'all fail, I'm going to be upset. Congregation. Yes, thank you for coming out.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Executive producer for Scam Goddess Live was me, Lacey Mosley. Producers on this episode are Emily Jones, Judith Gargbo, and Cody Fisher. Special thanks to the Elysian Theater, their staff, Moment House, and Drew Spears Production. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar, and our audio engineer is Sam Kiefer. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brand. Stay scheming. Bye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.